Ai tēnā rākoutou katoa e tīwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika i wā te kaumāwhitu i rā tahi te iarere. I runga te waia kōrero ko tākuta Lara Greaves, mai te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, arā ko Waipapa Taumatarau. Nō reira me tāri ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe tākuta Lara.
Kia ora.
Thank you again for joining us today to speak about the National Party leadership we have seen in the recent week, the changes that has been happening, and also the impacts that that may actually have on the future of the party. Could you just give us a little bit of a kōrero about what has actually happened and your thoughts on the National Party leadership?
So about a week ago, we got a press release on a Wednesday night, a late Wednesday night, where Judith Collins said that there had been an incident, a serious incident, relating to sort of in that sexual harassment area, relating to Simon Bridges, and that he had been demoted instantly, stripped of all of his portfolios. And so that led to the next day a caucus meeting, which was, you know, all the National MPs met, and they voted for no confidence in Judith Collins' leadership. And so from that, they set the date of that following Tuesday for there to be their caucus meeting and for them to vote on and decide a leader. In the meantime, over those few days, there were sort of allegations of John Key calling people on behalf of Christopher Luxon. And we can see that, like, from different interviews that both Christopher Luxon and Simon Bridges have talked about how they were running and made various phone calls. But generally, the party kind of kept it in. And then on Tuesday, there was a vote. So on Tuesday, Bridges, at about 3 p.m., before 2 or 3 p.m. before the caucus meeting, actually withdrew, and he announced that via Twitter. And then after that, in caucus, there was a vote that confirmed that Christopher Luxon would be leader and Nicola Willis as his deputy.
And that announcement via Twitter, how is that taken within the caucus?
I think that people, so Simon Bridges was sort of as a comeback candidate. So he had written a book called The National Identity, where he had talked about being Māori, and he had talked about his whānau, and he had talked about his experiences in life, and he talked about becoming this new sort of figure. And so then him running again, having been ousted from the leadership again, was part of his renewal and discussions of renewal. But ultimately, he decided to not go hard for leader this time, and I think generally he's potentially positioning himself as someone who might take the finance portfolio and be a future Minister of Finance or in one of those really important roles in the government. I think that ultimately his withdrawal from the leadership contest makes the National Party look more unified, and I think everyone generally would say that a unified caucus and a unified party and a party all going for the same goals and united behind one leader is something that New Zealanders want.
And behind one leader, currently sitting there is Dr. Shane Reti in the Whangarei district within the Northland. How is that sitting? How did that happen? Does the whānau or does the caucus have confidence in Dr. Shane Reti, why he currently stands there as the temporary leader of the National Party?
Well, he was temporary leader for a few days, and I think people think of Dr. Reti as like quite a stabilising force, as someone who is maybe a bit shy and withdrawn, so doesn't necessarily fit that whole idea of sort of like a president in a way. So people, like professors, have called this the presidentialisation of New Zealand politics, where sometimes we're very reliant on having that quite bolsterous, bolshy leader, but he's not necessarily that kind of personality. So ultimately, it's not clear that he really wanted to be party leader as well and be Prime Minister. He's likely to go for some kind of health portfolio or be in the shadow cabinet for health and ultimately potentially be the next health minister under National.
And that is some very clear points that you have made, not only about Simon Bridges potentially just looking for a portfolio and to be part of the politics under the National Party, but also the same about Shane Reti, as he did hold that position. So what is the process now for the National Party and their leadership?
So I think now it's really important that they do all unite, and they unite behind Christopher Luxon, and he gets a really good shot at being leader. So we're going to have an election sometime between sort of July and November 2023. There's still a bit of lead up. He can get out there, he can meet the public, show everyone who he is and what he's about, and I think that's really what's important for him now. I can see them hammering the current government on the economy and on COVID going forward and really trying to nail that message home. I think that that's probably what they're going to do. Ultimately, though, for the National Party, it's really tricky. We haven't seen a government lose after two terms since the fourth Labor government in 1990, so that's more than 30 years. So it's really hard to come up against like a government that's quite popular and try to win against them. So that's going to be like a really big challenge for them, and it's a real risk for Christopher Luxon, because ultimately we haven't had, since the 1990s of Helen Clark, we haven't had a leader lose an election and then stay on for the next election. So it's a big risk for him, but ultimately it may be a case of Dr. Shane Retty or Simon Bridges coming back as leader after Luxon loses. But I guess we just have to wait and see.
Ai, ko tāku te Lara Greaves tērā, mai te wharewānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, arā ko Waipapa Taumatarau. Me wenei o ngā koro e pāna ki te pāti Nahinara, ko kitea ke wera o ngā āhuatanga mō te rangatira o te rā pāti, kua taka ki te hea Judith Collins. Kua tango hea ke rātau i aia, hea na Simon Bridges te tū, engari, kua tango hea tōna tono atu kia tū hei kai hautū mō tērā pāti tō rangapū. Kua tū kea Dr. Shane Retty mō tētahi paku wā. Hoi no rā, ko te kai hautū i tēnei wā ko Christopher Luxon. Nō reire te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikotika. Iwa tukau māwhitu ira tahi te iariri.